This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very bougie episode of the BCP. Right now, excited to be talking to the number one contender in the Funhouse of Wrestling, American Lucha Libre Championship. He is the man, the myth, the legend, our guy, Mr. Jay Bougie. Applause track, what's up? How are you, Jay?
Yes, thank you. You know, it's been way too long, man. You feel me? I honestly felt like I should have been one of the first guys on here, but you know, it's cool. My guy Savage came through. He did his thing. So, you know, I'm very happy that you at least get good and great talent on here that make the most sense. So thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're not lying, man. You know, I think a lot of people think we check boxes over here. We're like, oh, you know, this guy from Titan. Like, we've never been like that, man. Like, you know the business, man. We work all over. We do our thing, man. And that's how you get opportunities, man. And you're doing great things with Funhouse. But we've had our eye on you in Funhouse Wrestling. Really have, man. Like Bell always says, the flippity stuff, man. You have one of the best springboard cutters I've seen in the business. You really do, man.
You're
killing it. And let's be real, man. Like, what does it mean to you to have, like, a guy like Savage, who was really great on the show, just kind of walk up to us and be like, you got to have this guy on the show? And I was like, I know, man. But, like, what does that mean to you? Like, he's the man, man. You got to give him some.
Yeah, Savage is definitely my guy. And, oh, quick thing, too.
Yeah.
The springboard cutter, we call it the Yobi Yutter. Okay.
Okay, and you know, and that's what I have for commentary.
Yutter, there we go. You feel me? We gonna do that for Kobe. We throw a Y on it. Yobi Yutter, make it a little different.
Okay. But,
Savage is just—he's always been my guy. You know, we both started off at WW, and coming in, I was that really like eager guy that didn't know much about the business. I was trying to do like too much too soon. Cause like I used to work over at Nike in Soho, like right before I started. And one of my boys, he told me, he was like, yo, I know this guy's into wrestling, this and that. So like, oh, all right, cool. So like he connected me with him. And then we went over, we started talking. He gave me a little position to help whenever he was starting up his promotion. And I go on like Instagram and all that, I'm posting everything. I'm posting with WW, I'm telling guys like, yo, look, we could do this, we could do that. Bring your guys here. Like I'm doing a lot right now.
Yeah.
And it is just like, yo, slow the hell down. You feel me? I was rubbing a couple people the wrong way, but it was just like people mistook my passion.
Enthusiasm. Yeah.
You feel me? They mistook my passion for like me, like I guess wanting to do too much or like thinking I'm better, you know, like that type of stuff.
It's like you're enthusiastic, but people think you're overstepping.
Kind of. You know, I was confused. I was very confused at first. Like, yo, like, what you mean? Like, what? That don't make no sense. We all wrestling. Yeah. Why can't we all just come together? You feel me? I understand that thing. And then it was Savage that came to me. He's like, yo, sit the hell down and shut the hell up. Like, you feel me? Like, you know, he used a bit more colorful language, you know, but we'll try and keep it. He came to me and like he took me underneath his wing. Like from that point on, he like at first when I first met him, I didn't know he was a wrestler or not. He was by the ring and he was like, yo, like I'm PJ and that. And he said, anytime you see anybody by this ring, you shake their hand, you introduce yourselves, like you the same way you know who I was. I could have been a producer, an executive or something, you know, introduce yourself. And it was like those little things was like really like crucial to like me developing as a wrestler and me developing as a professional. So I've been doing it for like 3.5-4 years now. You feel me? And like he's been at my side since day one. So it's like for all that, then to come up to y'all, like, yo, you gotta have this guy on here. It's just love, you feel me? Cause it's like he's a guy that I could call like at any night at any time of the day. You feel me? Like we just at ULW yesterday. We was there and it was just like it felt good because now you see a lot of PJ. You see PJ a lot of places, you feel me? Because PJ's been that guy. And then now it's like you see me right there now. You feel me? You got PJ popping up, then you got Bougie right there popping up with him. You know, and then of course it's a bunch of us too. You feel me? We got the tag team, the faceless ones, Jocko and Face. You feel me? It's us. We call ourselves Takeover. You feel me? Because everywhere we trying to take everything, bro. And it's not even like a knock to like everybody who's been out here doing the indie stuff, you know, who's been grinding stuff, we just feel like, you know, the time is like, it's ours for the taking. You know, we was at WW. It's a bubble, bro. You can't go outside and do indie. Johnny Rise don't play that. You feel me? Johnny Rise, you send your ass right there, you're going to learn, and you're going to just have to be patient with it. You feel me? And like a lot of people, they look at that like it's a bad thing, but it's like, honestly, I wouldn't be the professional I am today without Johnny Rise. You feel me? If you want to learn how to be a real professional in this business, it's one of the first things he ever said to me was like, Bob, you got to be a professional and you got to be a wrestler. Is there a pro outside the ring and you're a wrestler in the ring? You feel me? Then it's like that there just like stuck with me. Like Johnny Rise taught me like everything, like mindset wise and how to like conduct myself and be a businessman, be a professional. You know, that stuff that I'll gladly take over than, you know, being out on the indies too soon, you know?
Yeah, man.
Like my first few days, I was rubbing people wrong at WW. So it's like, you know, I stayed in the bubble. You feel me? I got groomed. I got crafted. And then now it's just been great. So it's been a really interesting ride. But PJ, that's my guy. You feel me? Like I said, that's family, man. That's definitely family. So like any type of endorsement like that, I take it. But I got full-fledged intentions on kicking his ass really soon.
There it is. Yeah, I was waiting for it. I love it, man. And all the love to Mr. Savage, the Savage One himself. But you talk about taking over. You talk about opportunity, man. Let's talk about it right now. Being the number one contender for that American Lucha Libre Funhouse of Wrestling Championship against the Marvelous One, Mr. Marcelo himself, dude. Your thoughts going into, you know, whenever that match may or may not happen. I know there's been some talk about maybe replacing you as a number one contender here and there on social media. What's going on with that, bro?
So prior to the show, as we see, Funhouse loves to play these games for whatever reason. You know, they like to give Marvelous, you know, he's very lucky, like very, very lucky. If you remember at that Fatal 4-Way, he didn't pin me. He pinned somebody else, and that's how he won the title. Let's be real. I was the best guy in that match. You feel me? I was the most complete person in that match. Look at my resume. I'm the longest reigning WWE light heavyweight champion in the history of the company. I am the first ever dual champion in the history of the company. Okay, so it's like, if you're going to pick up a pin for him, become a first ever, why not pin the first ever in the match? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
He took the easy way out. He did his thing. So then, you know, they want to do all this extra stuff. And then I had to let him know, like, listen, I'm going to show up when I feel like it, you know? I got some little video in, and like, you know, y'all play a lot of games. You know, you want to have, first of all, I had to drive through Newark. Have you been to Newark, bro?
Well, the Nets used to play there. So I've been there for the Devils and Nets a lot. Now they're in Brooklyn, obviously.
Yeah, you see, once the Nets left, everything just went bad over there. It's crazy in Newark. And it's like, that type of mental stress and emotional distress I have to go through just to get to the show. Then you have this guy take the easy way out. So I say, hey, I'm not showing up on the 15th. I'm not showing up. And then I gave him 48 hours, and he responded in, what, like 10? They was panicking. They knew what was going on. They knew if I didn't show up, the show was over. So, you know, then they magically made it a number one contenders matchup against Daniel, right? Yeah. I finally beat Daniel, right? So then now I am the number one contender. And if you was there, you was at the show. You seen? Whenever I presented Marvelous his belt?
I was calling it, bro. I don't know if they're going to release it, but yeah, I was doing the call.
I'm waiting on it, man, because that's good stuff. You should have seen it. You seen it. He thought his little music was going to play. He was ready to have it all. Nah, here I am with your belt that you just holding for me, just keeping it warm for me. And then, you know, the next day they want to be like, oh, they want to play more games. So I say, listen, I'll be back when I feel like it. Maybe I'll come in June, July, August, September. It don't really matter to me because now the ball's in my court. I'm the number one contender. So I'll choose when I want to challenge for a set title. And now Karen, Magic, and Stacey want to say, oh, you're going to have to defend your number one contendership. I've never heard that before.
I did find that interesting myself.
And you know, it's cool. You know, it's really cool because, you know, earlier in that day, if you had paid attention, you had to get my boy Savage. He went over and did a little beating with a Waylon Cage and some guys at a dump, you know, and I felt a very strong way that Savage didn't call me. Uncle Billy, I know, Billy, you watch this. You always in tune with my guy right here. Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you tell me? Funhouse, I'll go back there when I feel like it. It's Titan, I'm here. I'm here for you, Titan. Y'all want to start a war? Y'all need a hitter? Who else? Who else than Bougie? Who else? call me. Listen, me and Savage live right across the street from each other. And he ain't calling me to go over there with him. But he sent Waylon Cage with him, which is okay. Waylon's cool. I love his theme song. It's nice guy.
Yeah.
Theme song is real nice. I enjoy it.
I got you, bro. But dude, you're obviously killing it, man. You know, always bigger and better things for you, man. And you obviously no strangers sometimes getting heat from the crowd, but also getting love from the crowd, man. It's you know, I know it's always different wherever you go, man, but I always like the wrestlers. Like I say, like I don't check boxes here. I'm not trying to this guy. Like I pay attention to little things, and like the fans somehow really, really connect to you, man. Like you see the bougie signs. I think fans were making like fan video packages for you. What do the fans mean to you, man? Because I always notice that. To me, that's my favorite thing about wrestling is just you guys like kids look up to you guys, and it's really cool to see, man. Like, what does that mean to you to get like that reaction from the fans?
So it's crazy. So I'll tell you a story that this is like 2.5-3 years in the making. And I'm going to always keep referencing this guy because like, he was the best where he was at, PJ, right?
Yeah.
So PJ was your heavyweight champion. I was your light heavyweight champion and North American champion. I was the only dual champion there.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, PJ comes out, does a little, woo, Savage, you know, people go crazy. I love it, you know?
Yeah,
I can't see. I've been yelling a lot lately, so my voice is kind of hoarse right now. So I can't do his thing right now.
Savage, yeah.
But I'll come out, and sometimes it's rocking, place going crazy. You feel me? Sometimes all right, and sometimes like I gotta pull it. And it's like, all right, there's a disconnect here. There's something that I'm missing here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it's some days I'm hot, some days I'm cold, some days, you know, it takes a while until I do something in the crowd. I got to wake them up. And I'm like, all right, well, what's going on? And then, you know, at Johnny, there's no real characters. You don't have no character stuff. You feel me? Like, he names you. You feel me? Before I was called Bushi, y'all called me Bougie. He called me Little John.
Really? Little
John. Wow. Every time I come out, I get a yeah. Yeah, you from Ying Yang Twins, rap, Lil Jon, I get all that stuff, and it's like, granted, I ain't like it, but that taught me how to work with certain things. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you know, the pandemic happened. There wasn't a lot of wrestling, and to be 100% honest with you, my very last show with the crowd, I was defending my title, and I literally, bro, 2 weeks before this whole world shut down, I had every single symptom of Corona, bro. Right, the literally day of the show, I had a fever, I had chills, I was sweating, I was fatigued, I had everything, bro.
Everything.
And it was like, I still went to the show, I still did the show, and it was like, that was like my last show in front of a crowd, and like that hurt me. You feel me? Because it's like, I didn't tell nobody I was sick, but the fans was like, yo, like, you ain't look right, you know, you ain't look yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How are you? And I was like, yo, I tried, I'm just sick, baby. You feel me? Ain't nothing I could do right now. They was like, yeah, I definitely go home. So the pandemic happened, and then I have nothing to do, bro. You feel me? And it's like, you sitting in Johnny Rods, I can't do indies off rip. I have to sit there and wait and wait and wait. And it's like, I see a lot of things that's going on. And like, when my favorite rapper today, Pop Smoke, he died. He got killed. And for him, that's someone that, like, when you watch his video, he performs. He entertains the crowd. And like, I love it. You feel me? That's why I was just watching performances, bro, throughout the whole pandemic, just trying to figure out, like, yo, I miss it. Like, what can I do? So I ended up starting doing music. So my theme song that I come out to, that's me. I perform my own music. And then it wasn't until we had went up to Sanctuary. It's up in PA. A guy named Cowboy, he runs it too. He used to be with Johnny Rods and a guy named John Trotsky. They run the Sanctuary PA up in Hazeltown. I think it's Hazeltown, yeah. We went up there, and that was kind of like our base, you know, throughout the pandemic, because, you know, you go up to PA, you free. Only thing about it, bro, it's cold in it. We inside a church, it's freezing cold. Like, it's colder inside than outside. So we up there, we bundled up and everything like that. So we done working out, and like, yo, cut a promo. I had no intention of cutting a promo, bro. To be 100%, I'm being real with you right now.
Yeah.
I wasn't even like a promo guy. You feel me? I could do the generic, like, May 15th.
Yeah.
I don't care who I'm facing, 1-on-1, 2-on-1. Like, you feel me? The generic basis. Yeah. Fucking indie ass like promo, you feel me, bro? And then I'm Gary to go, and PG, like, you know what you're gonna say? I'm like, nah, bro, I don't know what I'm gonna do. He's like, yo, just be real. Like, be real. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna be real. And then you go on my YouTube, it's called Sunday Service Respect. That's what every promo I have up leading up to now. And I just started talking, bro. I'm like, I always feel like I didn't get respected anyway, because it's like, you know, from the way I started being like that guy that was too eager, that kind of like never got off of me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. People looked at me still that way. And it's like, I've been a light heavyweight champion for almost 4 years. You feel me?
Wow.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the pandemic, I'd still be champion right now.
Yeah.
And then I was the first dual champion. It's like people still try to like snub me. And I just went off in that promo. I was like, you know my resume. You know what I've done. I've never been number two. I was always the number one here. I've done everything. I've done everything that y'all couldn't do. And then I put that up on Instagram, bro, and YouTube, and it went crazy. Like, it went crazy, bro. Like, mad reshares, people's, like, they vibe me. I was like, yo, bro, like, that gave me chills. And I'm in the church, too, so you got the lights coming down. It's a smoke and everything going on. And it was just different because, like, up until that point, I never showed no character. You feel me? I showed a little bit of character, but you feel me? To that degree, I never showed no character, bro.
It was real. It was, like, hard.
It was real. And then after that, went up there next week. It's like, all right. I'm like, yo, I got to follow this up. We in the car. He's like, yo, bro, you have to do these because, like, being that we was in a bubble for so long, we ain't have no content. You feel what I'm saying? So we trying to make that traction and everything. So then the following week, I'm being real. Each week, I'm getting realer and realer. The following week, I'm like, say my name, Sunday Service, say my name, right? And it's like, I'll go places. And I like to do tribute gear. You feel me? I was a top baby face. So, you know, I had the Black Panther. I had the Spider-Man. I had like the low-key Power Rangers looking joints too. You feel me? So you feel me? I come out there and it's like, I wear the Black Panther. It's like, oh, Wakanda forever, Wakanda forever. It's cool. It's dope. I wear the Spider-Man stuff. It's like, oh, Spider-Man. But it's like, y'all calling me Spider-Man. Y'all calling me Black Panther. That's not my name, bro.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And it's just like, all right, like, thank you, but no thank you. You feel me? Because it's like, you see PJ, you calling him PJ Savage. You feel me? You going to say the name he going by. You going to call him the name that they going by. You going to call him by the gear that I'm wearing? You are crazy, bro. You are out of your mind. And then it wasn't until the third week. And actually before that, I was like, yo, maybe like Bushi isn't my name, right? Because I was already transitioning to Bougie. You feel me? So then that last week, bro, the Sunday Service, I put NSFW because I was cursing like a sailor in there. And that was the realest promo I did where it's like, yo, I'm not no effing superhero, bro. Don't call me a superhero, bro. Don't call me by the gear that I'm wearing. You feel me? Y'all putting people who can't hold a candle to me in the ring. You feel me? And it's like I said, I don't knock nobody, bro. I'm proud that everybody's doing their thing, but it's like my confidence is on a different level. It's like I know what I can do. I know what I could bring to here. Treat me with that respect because y'all giving these other people who don't even respect the business, don't respect the promoter, don't respect people as people, bro. Y'all putting them in these positions and it's just like there's not an ounce of respect that's here. I'm a respectful person. Y'all come in, I'll shake hands. I'll say thank you for opportunities and everything like that, but I get the short end of the stick. That's crazy. We're not doing that no more. So, yeah. Okay, cool. Y'all want to act like that? Now I'm going to be Bougie on you. And then that's how Bougie was born. So it wasn't until like, so now I go to Funhouse. I'm getting signs. 2 days later, 3 days later, I'm having people send me videos, bro. And it's like, oh, shit. Like, I'm connecting. That's awesome. I'm connecting. You feel me? And it's like, now I have a direction. Like, I know what I'm doing. And it's not a gimmick, bro. Like, it's not a gimmick. Like this is literally who I am. You feel me? Like, I like jewelry. I wear it to the ring. I wear it in every podcast I got. You feel me? And then for people, right, y'all say my name wrong, I put every way y'all spelt and pronounce my name wrong on the shirt. You feel me? So cross that all out. And at the bottom, you got Bougie. You feel me? So I'm gonna let y'all know that I'm acknowledging that y'all messing up and I'm letting y'all know y'all messed up. So now you gotta read this shirt. So you're gonna understand, all right. Make sure I say this right because I don't know what you're gonna say to me. You feel what I'm saying? So now, like Becca is amazing, bro. Like Becca is amazing. I remember before the show in April, right? I seen she was posting signs on Twitter. I just retweeted her. I've never spoke to her before. I was like, yo, you better make a sign for me. You feel me? She's like, oh, okay, cool, maybe. And then I go out to the crowd. I'm like, Becca, where's my sign? She's like, I didn't get time to make it. I'm sorry. I'm like, damn, Becca, I lost because of you. Because you ain't make my sign.
Oh, boy.
After that, then she was like, I'm sorry. I promise next one I have it. So now I come out the next one, and I see it. Matter of fact, look right here.
Oh, you still have it? Come on, man. And she spelled it right too. That's amazing.
Like, and then attention to detail. She put the little chain link.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, it's love, and like I appreciate it. And then look, another, this is just something I can't get away from, this guy, right? So I get my first son, right? Right?
That's amazing, man.
And of course.
Oh, there it is. Yes, of course, on the back.
Of course, that's, right?
Yep, there he is, man.
That would happen.
No, it's good. It's awesome, though, man. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I love it, because you feel me? It's my first son. I think that's his first son, too, but I'm keeping it, though. He's not getting it.
So. Yeah, that's right. That's smart, man. But you said it, and of course, shout out to Becca, who just supports everyone and is doing some amazing things in her own right, man. But I got to say this, like, you hit it right on the head when I asked the question. I'm like, what is it about you? Like, you're real. You know, yeah. Like fans can like relate to you. They can tell, like, when you cut those promos, you're talking like it's a lot of real stuff, man. There's a little bit of a chip on the shoulder there. And I think people just like, they notice things when they're genuine and when they're not, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's really, really cool, man. But you did mention earlier in the interview, Kobe, you know, obviously, even with your cutter bringing that into play, I think you did a post on social media about Kobe recently. I don't know if you're wearing the gear or the shoes. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, got you. But,
oh, do you got them?
Yeah.
Let's see who's got.
So
always about the fashion. I just
had my show last night, but I wrestled in the Kobe 9 Elites.
Oh, I love that. Is that like the green and the black? Yeah. So that's like my drum set color. I love green and black. That's like my favorite.
Bro. So these right here, these go in the dark. These are the all-star ones.
Do they really? That's awesome, man.
Later on, when it get dark, I'll send you a photo with it.
Please do, man. That's awesome.
But yeah, bro. You know, it's crazy because like, I always wanted these right here, right? I could never get them. I could never get them, bro. I've had like three other ones, right? And then so when I'm thinking of like, all right, what I want to do, like how I want to be me. I always want to wear sneakers in the ring, but it's like I never knew. It was just like certain stuff didn't work out, canvases and everything like that. And it was until I seen them, I remember like, oh, like y'all could wear Kobe 9s, bro, because I see boxers use them too. Like they're really light on your feet. That's the one thing. Like I want to wear Jordan 1s, bro. Them joints is heavy. I can't get up on my drop kick, and if I hit you, I might really like break your nose with them.
Yeah,
like extremely heavy shoes, bro. And then I was thinking about the 6s.
Those are nice. Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro. You know, I try and bring some sauce and some flavor. You know, everybody be saying dripping, but they don't be dripping at all. You know what I mean? I be thinking about you really gotta do it. But like going back to saying like with being real and like Kobe, I'm be 100% honest with you. I hated Kobe growing up. I hate
really him. Okay.
Yeah. So what happened was that my old friend of mine, you know, we be playing 2K all day, and they be spamming Kobe Bryant, bro. They'll just spam using him. And I was a Boston Celtics fan. I used to play basketball.
Oh, okay.
They first team that literally when I first started watching ball was Boston Celtics. It was Ray Allen, Garnett, and Paul Pierce. Like that big three there, that introduced me to it. So it was like it was Boston Lakers going back and forth. And every time Kobe got the ball, I had like a bit of anxiety, bro. I'm like, yo, I hope he misses his shot, but I know he gonna make it.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Yeah.
It was one of those. And then it was just like, it was until I got older and like I took, like, I realized I didn't, it's not that I didn't like Kobe, I hated his fans. That's really what it was.
Yeah.
So I took it away and I looked at, like, yo, like, he's great. Like, that, like, he's really like a great person. Like, he's just amazing. And it was unfortunate the day he died, right? I was at work.
It's crazy.
I was taking a nap. I woke up. I see something says Kobe Bryant. I'm like, shut up. Like what? Like shut up. Then it's crazy. We live in such a world right now where it's like I go for verification. I go to Twitter, bro. If it's on Twitter, I'm like, okay, it's real. Cause you know, everybody be going crazy on that. I seen it happen. I was just like, yo, like damn. And then I think it was later on that night, it was a Royal Rumble too, and we finally got Edge back. So it was just that day was just a mixed bag of emotions. And it was just like, what the hell, like Kobe died, bro. Then knowing with the family and everything like that. And so then big thing about his mama mentality, bro. Like now I try and like embrace that as best as I can. You feel me? Cause like he just strike first. You feel me? Like you're gonna get out there, you gotta get ahead of the game, you gotta get ahead of everything. So it's like I'm gonna wear these Kobe's, bro. And then
that's cool.
You feel me? And I was like, yo, this is a Yobi Utter. You feel me? This is like my this is for Kobe right here. You feel me? Cause like when I get that WWE contract, whatever contract in my house, I'm gonna have like a hallway of fame, you could say. I'm gonna have a portrait of Kobe, portrait of Pop Smoke, portrait of KD, portrait of Michael Jordan, Stone Cold. That's my favorite wrestler of all time.
Nice.
And it was a couple other people, but I want to have like a wall where it's like, as I'm walking through, you have greats on my left and on my right. So you feel that energy. You feel me? I look through. It's like anytime I needed like tap in to my right, I see Kobe. To my left, I see Stone Cold. Right before the end, I see Undertaker. You feel me? Like different people who influence me, bro. Because it's like the easiest thing, like with my promos, going back to what you're saying, how it being real, the easiest thing for me was I started doing music. And that's where I learned cadence. I learned delivery. I learned pitch. I learned tone. I learned all that. And it wasn't until I did that that my promos really started hitting, bro. And it was like, each promo was like, what song I'm performing today? You feel me? So it's like,
yeah.
If today I got to talk about the next time I'm going to show up, how I'm going to deliver it. What are some of like those trigger words? What are those impactful words? What are those emotional words? Whichever of those words that I choose, I got to make sure I put that intensity behind it. I got to make sure I deliver it well. You feel me? I got to go rise. I got to go low. I got to do everything with it. So it's like the pandemic was like a blessing in disguise. And you feel me? It was just like, it was a hard year on everybody. I didn't think I was going to wrestle again, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I honestly didn't think I was going to wrestle again because it's like, wait, what's going on? There was really like a very, very dim light at the end of the tunnel. You feel me? And then, of course, everything going on, like, you know, the social injustices and stuff. And to be honest with you, I actually did a protest over the summer.
Okay.
And, like, being there, bro, just, and not even on like a political aspect, just there and being like ahead of something and talking in front of people and being a leader, that helped me here with wrestling. Like, wrestling is everywhere, bro. That's something that Johnny Rods always said, like, wrestling can help you with everything in life. You feel me? So it's like,
yeah,
the music to the protests to the, you know, being me wearing the chains, getting the sneakers, doing everything like that. That all created who Bougie is. And Bougie is really who John Rubel is.
You feel me?
Who I am as a person, that's what I bring out. You feel me? I just crank it up a little bit. Like last night we had our show at ULW, which, by the way, to all promoters that's watching this right now, I need pyro at every single show I am at now. I had pyro last night. I had pyro, and there better be pyro from now on. If not, and also main event clause as well. Last night, I settled for a co-main event. I like the guy over there, Raul. He's a great person. We worked it out. But main event clause and pyro, absolutely a necessity. We aren't taking anything less than that.
Let's do it. We always promote the pyro here. We love the pyro. Even on TV when they stop doing pyro, we're like, we need the pyro. All about the pyro, guys. It's Jay Bougie. Get the pyro, please.
Get the pyro.
Someone make the phone calls, please. Make this happen. Get
the pyro. Everything, you know. Like I say, you feel me? Like Billy, call me. Call me, Billy. You feel me? You need some hitters over there. I see that dump show. They tried to do a little sunny over there, talking all that hot stuff. They don't want nothing with Titan. You got Savage on your team. Bring Bougie over. It's a takeover.
Interesting. Very, very interesting, man.
He knows me and Savage, we teamed up for the first time at TOS. And woo, God bless. Did you see that knee he did?
I did not, know.
I'm gonna send you a clip.
Dude, I'm all about it, man. And a couple things I want to ask you real quick. Sticking with the Kobe theme real quick, man. Obviously, we're in the playoffs right now. So I pinned you as a Lakers guy because of the Kobe stuff. You said you were a Celtics guy. So where are you now? Because I'm a Nets guy. It's Nets Celtics right now. But then you said like Durant too, right?
Yes. So it's like my friends give me a lot of hell about this.
No, you love the game, man. I love it.
Yeah, bro. It's gotten to that point where it's like, you know, I just love great players, bro. You feel me? And it's like my favorite active player right now is Kevin Durant, hands down. Kevin Durant. I love that man. I met him at 125th.
And really?
Yeah, I met him at 125th. And, you know, see, me and him, you know, we kicked it a little bit. He told me he was going to Golden State, but I kept it on the hush, though. But I knew he was going there.
That's awesome.
Kept it on the hush. But, KD's my guy, so I'm really happy. And then after that, but before that, OKC. When OKC had Westbrook, Durant, Harden, Jeff Green, Ibaka.
Oh,
it was one more dude they had that was nasty, bro. They should have won. That was crazy, bro. That
team, how did they not win? Yeah, the fans are great too.
It was just the inexperience, man.
Yeah,
it was inexperience, and you know, an experienced LeBron James finally got over that hurdle and it happened. But it was like that should have been the team. So it's good seeing Harden and Durant back. I love Jeff Green. You feel me? I was too
sad
when he had his heart situation, so he couldn't play that much. So it's really good to see him back out there on the court. And so right now, that Nets team is kind of like my little OKC team from back in the day.
Okay.
So I'm going for the Nets all the way.
My man. All right. I knew I liked this guy. Okay.
Completely all the way. The Nets is absolutely going all the way and everything. But from a Lakers standpoint, I like LeBron James. I like him just because he's great, bro. Just because he's great. Like, everything he does is just great. I just love great people. I try and take elements from every great person and put that into myself and then make myself the greatest of all time. Yeah, that's how I look at it. But yeah, Nets all the way, baby.
I love it, man. Couldn't say any better. So for me, Vince Carter was my all-time favorite. Like, I grew up watching him here over the Meadowlands, him and Jason Kidd. I love it. But I get what you say, man. Like, I always loved, like, Dirk. You know, I got to see Kobe live a few times, man. That was really cool. I have a lot of friends that are Lakers fans. And right now, it's like, I'm not a Mavs fan, but I love watching Luka. He's just so fun to watch. Like,
it's all entertainment, bro. And it's
yeah,
like,
man.
Because I like to watch, and it's funny. Like I said, my friends give me hell. They be like, yo, what team are you on? You got like 5 teams. And then one of my boys, right, he loves the Knicks. And it's like, yo, bro, you don't get no points for sticking with the Knicks. You feel me? Like, you happy that they but they're the fourth seed. They're not first. They're not second. They fourth, bro. Don't get too happy. Because he said to me last night, matter of fact, he said, because I text him. I said, yo, the Knicks lost. The Knicks lost.
Oh.
Yeah, he was tight. He was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, the Nets won. He said, that's what y'all should do. Y'all should go 16-0. I was like, yeah, you right. And y'all should go 0-4.
Oh, man.
There's a difference between going 16-0 and 0-4. Let that go over your head.
Oh, man. I'm trying not to be too confident about it, but I would love to see them win a championship after all these years.
I think it would be dope. I actually went to one Nets game when it was over here, when it was over in Jersey. Because actually, I just moved to Jersey, too.
Okay.
So over here in Jersey. I went there once. I was mad young, bro. I don't remember who's on the team, to be honest with you. All I know is I tried to high-five someone, and they did it, and that was it.
But right. Guess what? Now you're the guy who gets to high five everybody. You know what I mean? Like,
no, it's funny. I don't like people like that anyway. So they be out here like with their hands out. I look you in your face like I don't like you. So actually, this past Thursday, myself, PJ, the Faceless Ones, great tag team. Get in tune with them if you can. We made our debut at XWA. So we went out there, and you know, people, they're cheering. Like, first of all, you don't even know me. It's my first time coming out. You just see me. Why are you cheering for me? I don't know you. I don't like you. You don't know me like that. So, like, what are you doing? And I had that. And then he had the audacity to be recording me on an Android. Like, why didn't you bring your mom's iPhone or something with you? Like, you have some type of respect. And then I'm walking over to the ring, and then some girl, right? And I want to get in contact with her parents, too. She's offering me candy right before I go fight. What is wrong with you?
Don't take candy from strangers, man.
Exactly. Like, what is going on? I want to know what's going on in that household. Because if anything, we got to get a couple seminars together, a couple workshops, and get everything back in tune. But she want to offer me candy. So I smacked out her hand. She went act all surprised. I'm like, why would you offer me that? What is wrong with you? Why would you do that? Like, that makes no sense. You don't know me. I don't know you. You can have anything in there. And then there was some other kid there. He had some little black study earrings. He thought he was cool and all that stuff. I had to tell his dad, like, listen, man, take them things out of his ear. His neck is leaning over a little bit too much.
Oh, boy. Jay Bougie always wanted to interact with the fans. And
yeah, I'm going to interact with the fans, bro. I love it. I love it because it's like, either I'm going to talk shit to you or I might make you feel good for a second. I don't know.
It really depends
how I feel. You feel me? If I look at you and I see something I could just destroy you about, oh, man, it's open season and I love
it. Uh-oh. All right, man. Well, I'll stay on your good side for now, man. But
I like it.
Don't worry. All right, man. I'm sweating a little bit over here. But I did want to ask you this one, Jay Bougie. Talking about the music, like, I'm a drummer, man. Been a drummer forever. Been playing in bands. I played Corvus out to the ring, man. Might happen again. We'll see. I'm not saying anything, man. But you said you did your own music, man. To me, that's, like, super interesting. Like, tell us, like, because there's so many parallels between the local music scene or performing music and wrestling. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, take Jericho, for example, you know, Fozzy and wrestling. Like, tell us about how... I don't know, just like the parallels between, you know, you being in music and you being in wrestling. Like, obviously you use your own stuff for your theme, man. That's so cool to me. I love that.
So you did mention drums, and definitely I want to talk about the drums, bro. Cause at one point I want to learn how to play a guitar, electric guitar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to actually play myself out to the ring one day.
Oh,
that. And then with the drums, it's funny. I was watching a video I'm on TikTok now. A lot of people like TikTok, so I just throw some vids. But what song is it? Waylon K song, The Red. I think that was the name of the song, right?
Oh, was it Chevelle? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, with Chevelle. I seen the dude playing the drums on it. And I'm like, oh, this is fire, bro. Like, he's just going crazy. I'm like, I got to learn that. Because I used to play the clarinet back in the day. But okay. we, talk about that. You feel me? You don't keep
But you know music.
Yeah, I know music, bro. So yeah. It's like, so pretty much, all right, so the way everything all happened was, like I mentioned earlier, Pop Smoke, he was someone I actually wanted to have perform for me one day. You feel me? Because one day I posted on my story. I actually watched my story one day. So I'm like,
no right. way.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy, bro. It's so crazy. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was a little fanboy for a moment. Like, oh shit, like Pop Smoke watched my story. Like, all right, cool. But my boy does, my boy who's a Knicks fan, he's a producer, well-established producer. He's worked with many great heads in the music industry. He's worked with, Chicago artist Chief Keef. He's worked with, who is this guy? I think he worked with The Game. He's worked with, there's one more person, but like, Uncle Murder, Dave East, and a couple other people. There's one more like big name just not coming to my head right now. And he might be doing something with Diddy soon too.
Oh, wow.
We in the house one day, same thing, like I said, bro, pandemic, ain't nothing going on. And I'm like, yo, bro, let's do a track. He's like, all right.
Cool.
I'm like, you serious? He's like, yeah, bro. He's like, all right. I'm like, man, let's do an EP. He's like, all right. He said, matter of fact, he said, F it. Let's do a whole album. I said,
that's a lie, yeah.
I was like, all right, let's do it. Like, whatever. You feel me? So we went to the studio, I think, and like, the first song was, probably in like November or so. I think it was like November. And it pretty much started because, like, I'm be real with you. I don't like the theme songs in WWE, bro. Like, I don't like them. And it's like.
Like the old ones or the new ones or just in general,
The old ones was crazy. The new ones is all right, but it's like, it don't got Jim on them. Jim is a difference.
But, I could talk to you for hours about this. But yeah, you're right.
It ain't got Jim on them. So it's like. I want to make my own music, bro. And it's like, when it comes to like copyrights and owning the music, I don't want to give them no reason to say no to me. You feel me? So it's like, I want to have my own stuff in tune. And like you said, mentioning like Jericho, and then it was Jericho who does his own vibe. I think Keith Lee, I didn't even know Keith Lee rapped his own stuff, but he did it. And there's someone else, but for some reason, they're just not coming to mind right now.
There is someone else. I'm trying to think. But go ahead, man. We'll get there.
Yeah, you know, so what really did it for me too was when Keith Lee had his and he made him change it. And then his new one is trash, bro.
Like, you're not even holding back. Yeah, his old one was so good. Like,
the old one was good. You know what I mean? It's like, I guess I'm not too much of a big fan of things, but the old one was fire. The new one is just like, all right, well, we're forcing you to do this kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying? And then it ain't slapped the same. So it's like, I'm going to be creating different music. So I have two go-to theme songs that I have. Funhouse at the Titan show is called Godflow. Remember that's Godflow. The chorus is just me saying, I am God. You feel me? That song, I didn't drop that yet. My EP is dropping on my birthday, June 19th, which is also the next Titan show. And which you will definitely see me on there, by the way, too. So whoever Billy you want to throw at me and everything like that. Matter of fact, throw Rick Recon at me. Let me
Wow, that just happened.
Yeah, matter of fact, throw Rick Recon at me because he has some comments to say last show, how I did the cutter. He's like, oh, there's only one king of the cutter. And I told him, listen, I'm going to be there the 15th, baby. I'll stick around the whole show. Grant, you know, he has a little Iraqi prison match. You know what I mean? Hats off to you. You are the man for doing that. Same thing to Blaze Aram. You guys rocked your thing. But Rick, let's get to it, bro.
On out, Rick Recon, the cyborg assassin, right here on the BCP. We'll see if Titan Management sees this, man. Rick, wow.
Let's get to it. You feel me? I ain't about to talk about it no more. Let's get to it. I'm putting it out there. Billy, wow. I know you're seeing this. Rick, I know you're going to see this. So let's get right to it. But, hey, you know, let's change up. So, you know, I use Godflow. And then also I use a song called Witness. Witness is like the takeover theme song. That's me talking about myself, talking about PJ, talking about our time at WW, just talking about a lot of like, you know, emotion. You feel me? And it's like, every time, it still gets me to this day. I was at ULW last night, the Upper Limit Wrestling. That was their debut, my debut, everyone's debut. And it's like, I'm playing my theme. I hear my theme song going. It's just like, yo, that's me. You feel me? Like that. It's a different energy because like I know the energy I had performing that. I know the energy I'm going to have once I walk through that curtain. So it's like I said, bro, it's just all energy. It's energy. Man. Wrestling is energy, bro. If you don't have energy, nothing's going to happen like at all.
I love it,
bro. Once you come out there and the fans see it, like I'll come out sometimes with just like a smug look and I'll just stand there and they'll just be looking at me like, I don't know if I should clap
yeah.
or do I boo him? And then I look at someone, I get in their face like, why are you not clapping? What is wrong with you? You came here to be a fan, right? So be a fan, clap. For me, I'll get in their face and then I let them know like you're doing something wrong. You feel me? And then I'm sorry. Don't clap. I told you to clap. Then we'd be going back and forth at it.
That's why I asked you that question, man. Like at the beginning, I was like, you know, heel face, like the reactions from the fans, man, you just keep it real. Like that's, I love that answer, man. Like you keep it real. You see something, you say something, man. And that's what makes you, you dude. And obviously we got to shout, what was it? ULW.
Yeah. Uplift Wrestling. Get with them, man.
I saw a lot of pictures and results coming out of that. I think Adina was up there. Gabriel Sky.
So my match was Gabriel Sky, Blackstrom, and Brother Greatness. So let me give you a quick rundown. Gabriel Sky, I don't like him. He still hasn't followed me on Instagram yet. I don't know what's wrong with him. Very light skinned and very weird. Don't appreciate that. Blackstrom, listen, man, I knew he had the tattoo here. Like here, I ain't vibe with it. But then he has something all over here on his back. I'm like, I don't like it. What are you doing? Brother Greatness, I punched him dead in his face. I punched him right in his face. I hit him mad hard. So I told him I was going to punch him in his face too, right before he got there. Because he be talking hot. He be talking crazy on the internet. So I tweeted out and I put on Instagram, when I see you, I'm going to punch you dead in your face. And I punched him in the face. I knocked his ass out twice.
Oh my gosh. Yikes. Wow. Well, there you get it. So guys, check out ULW. It sounds like it's already really just like underway and super powerful stuff coming out of there, man. So I'm excited to see that going forward. But speaking of going forward, you know, we got to ask this one, man. Let's be real. We've been seeing a lot of our friends on the show popping up on AEW Dark. A lot of eyes on the Northeast, man. You can't deny. I think there were more announcements today. I think there were more Northeast guys, and I love to see it. Shout to Cody and Tony for just bringing in people, giving them that platform. But dude, it's amazing. But also, we're seeing a lot of our friends have been on the show getting signed to NXT a year from now or 2 years from when we interviewed them, whenever it is. Jay Bougie, you're killing it right now, man. You can give the politically correct answer here, but I know you usually keep it pretty real. Nah, what is the goal, man? Is it AEW, WWE, or whoever gives you that contract, man? What's the goal for Jay Bougie moving forward?
So that answer it changes like day by day, you could say. Yeah. We grew up watching WWE. You feel me? I'm be real with you. I didn't know about indies. I didn't know about New Japan. I didn't know about none. So all I knew was Monday Night Raw, and whether it was Thursday Night SmackDown or Friday Night SmackDown. And then they moved to Tuesday at one point, I think. Like, they were just moving days all the time. Whatever days it was on, that's all I knew, bro. So it was like, and then, like I said, it's not a knock. Like, I didn't get into the business to want to be, you know, like I said, because I didn't know about, like, ROH World Champion, because I didn't know about it. So everything for me has always just been WWE. But now, and also the last show, Sean Maluda, he actually spoke to us, and he's a great guy, and Jacob Fatu.
He seemed like he was a nice guy. He spoke to you guys.
Cool, like,
that's cool.
Chilling for, like, maybe, like, an hour and a half after the show, just chopping it up, just chilling. And Maluda, he told me, he was like, you know, he had to get over the fact of knowing that logo, knowing the WWE logo, understanding, like, there's other places you could go work. You feel me? And it's like, that's kind of like what I had to open up to as well. So it's like I said, my goal is WWE. I'm going to main event WrestleMania for a fact, like for an absolute fact. Like, and not to segue too much, but I have a baby brother. His name is Bryce. He loves Roman Reigns. He sends me Roman Reigns pictures. That's his favorite wrestler. He sends me Stone Cold pictures because, you know, that's my favorite wrestler. And he told me, he was like, I want to be tag team champions with you one day.
Oh, come like, on, man. That's
yeah, amazing. Bro. He'll be eight end of the month. And it's like, I'm going to make that happen. You feel me? I'm doing everything I can right now to make sure I'm in a good position where I can open that door for him, even for my other brothers. Like, I got three little brothers, man, so I got to put on for them. But my baby brother, Bryce, that is my absolute motivation, because we are going to main event WrestleMania, and I'm also going to kick PJ's ass in the main event of WrestleMania. So you're going to see me in WWE. But will I go to AEW if they throwing a bag at me, throwing that contract? Absolutely. Why? Because I'm going to go over there. I'm going to turn that up. I'm going to flip it upside down. I'm going to do what I got to do. And I'm going to get over to the E when the time is right. If I got to go over to New Japan, New Japan calls me up like, yo, listen, we like what you're doing, Bougie. Come over here and put that sauce, put that flavor on them. I'm coming over there to New Japan. You feel me? MLW. Listen, MLW, I'm seeing what y'all doing, man. Y'all be MLW's playing, bro, because y'all be out here tweeting and all that stuff like, oh, who's the next unsigned talent? Who's this? Who should we look into? I'm atting myself in all those comments, which y'all playing, man. Y'all need to get right. I understand what it is. You feel me? You see somebody like me, you know I'm coming. You know I'm coming for the kill. I'm coming. I'm hungry. So he's like, I like this guy right now. I don't know. Booty might just eat him up for lunch. I definitely am. You feel what I'm saying? But all in all, you feel me? It just more so like opportunity. You're going to give me that opportunity. You're going to give me the platform. Give me the ball to run with it. I'm going to take it, and then I'm going to make it 1,000 times better. You feel me? If this is where you're at when I get there, I'm going to elevate that vibe all the way out the atmosphere. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like AW Dark, you feel me? They've been doing their thing with like everybody over here. Shout out to Waves and Curls. Those are my boys right there. I vibe with them. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? We could go at it again, Waves and Curls, whenever y'all are ready. And again, shout out to Rick Recon. He was at Dark. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah. Good. Recon went to Dark, come over to town June 19th. You feel me? We do our little Cutter vibe. Obviously, the Yobi Yard is going over. 1, 2, 3, you feel me? Then, you know, Dark Yard come holler at me. It's cool. But, you know, bro, it's just really like whoever, you feel me? Like, I'm not going to be ignorant to opportunity. You feel what I'm saying? If y'all coming at me, you're like, yo, we got something for you. We're going to do something, and let's do it. And you feel me? And I'm not the type of guy to wait for a handout. I'm going to take it. You feel me? So it's like, if Dark ain't hit me back, yeah, I'm going to figure out a way I'm going to get on there. If AEW hit me back, I'm going to figure out a way I'm going to take it from there. WWE, NXT, any of that stuff, I'm going to figure it out, bro. I guarantee I'm going to figure it out. Because I only been on the indies for 2 months, bro. 2 months.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Only for 2 months. And like I said, I don't knock nobody. I don't like pat myself on the back. You feel me? Because shout out and it's love to everybody. Wrestling is love, bro. We all in this together. You feel me? When we all come together, we make magic. Like last night, the show, the Fatal 4-Way, magic, bro. I can't wait for that footage to get out there. But even going forward, bro, y'all doing your thing. Hats off to y'all. You feel me? I'm 2 months in and I'm hungry and I'm not slowing down. You feel me? Our goal was give us 6 months. I'm 2 months in. I'm making something happen. End of the year, we're going to see what's going on. But I guarantee you something big is going to happen between now and then. For sure. And then I'm going to come back on here. I'm going to let you know. And I'm going to tell you about all the other people who had to get in their face because they said my name wrong. And I had to take my shirt off. I had to throw it at them and tell them to read it.
Wow, love it, man. But Mr. Bougie, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, man. This is a really great interview, man. I love doing this again because I get to know everybody. It gives me a lot to work with on the commentary. I know you do your own music now. That's amazing, man. But before we get out of here, man, always about the shameless promo here on the BCP. Tell everyone where they can follow you on Instagram. Subscribe, follow button. Let's go.
It's Jay Bougie. All right. Hold on. One more time for you. I suck this, man.
There it is.
Bougie. You feel me? It's Bougie.
Proper spelling.
Proper spelling. J Bougie everywhere. Twitter, Facebook. Like I said, I'm on TikTok now. You feel me? People on TikTok, apparently they like me. So I kind of throw some stuff up here and there. YouTube. Listen, man, when you go to YouTube, J Bougie Wrestling, once you get there, my highlight video pops off. Off rip. You remember like back in the day on like MySpace? You feel me? All the vibes. You had like your little intro when you get to the website and stuff. Bow, yes. You get there, highlight video playing. And like I said, I'm gonna have some new stuff out tonight too, man. But thank you for the opportunity. This is where y'all go all find me. Oh yeah, ProWrestlingTees.com to Jay Bougie. I definitely gotta get my t-shirt.
I was gonna ask about the shirt. All right.
Yeah, definitely. We come on, man. Support indie wrestling. Just give me your money. I'm not even gonna say it. Just give there me it is. That's what I recurse. Just give me your money. I got more sneakers I gotta buy. You feel me? I gotta get another pair of Kobe's, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I get some more sixes. I'm gonna go clean these up actually. So you feel me? So give me your money.
There it is.
For my sneakers. You feel me? Keep the Bougie alive. And we all win.
Keep the Bougie alive. But Mr. Bougie, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, man. Stay safe out there. I'll see you hopefully at Titan coming up and just continue success moving forward, man. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, bro. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.
All right.